All right, everyone. We have some dark times, but we have some bright times too. There is beauty all around us. We just have to keep our eyes, our hearts, our minds, our brains open to seeing and hearing the beauty, experiencing the beauty. And to help us do that, I want to revisit this conversation with regards to experiencing happiness and soaring in life. And welcome to another Power Friday on Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. Ramsey Lewis got you feeling a little bit good, kind of like you want to put a pep in your step. I tell you, the name of the song is Spring High. Yes, Spring High. Look up, ladies and gentlemen. It's a new year. And as many of you know, I like to help us kind of bring in the new year on a positive note. And one of the ways that I try to do that is by inviting guests who can really do a great job of helping us look up. And you know, I still say it is great. We can go about the business of having people of various age groups talk to us and share some insights, motivate us, inspire us, strengthen us, encourage us. Well, I tell you what, next week you get a chance to connect with me and one of our younger guests, Miss Alicia Blair. She is sharp. She's inspirational. She is motivated. This lady has insight that I'm telling you, you're going to want to make sure you do not miss. Next Wednesday, 1 o'clock, January 11th, Alicia Blair. I want you to be here so you won't be square. Speaking of being here, how's it going with regards to the way you're bringing in that new year? Is it coming in kind of like you had anticipated? Now, I know that we're only a few days into it, not quite a full week yet, but how's it going so far? Have you been able to go about the business of finding something to smile about, despite the fact that there's some things to frown about? Well, let's take a look at some reasons to smile. We're still generating happiness, and I love the fact that we are able to say, hey, you know what? I do have it in my power to determine whether or not I'll experience some joy, some happiness, some smiles in my heart and on my face. And I'm telling you, that's what makes it so great when we know that there are things that we can do to help us enjoy life, even when there's some things about life that just make us go, So we're still taking a look at some insights shared courtesy of Everyday Health about ways that we can generate happiness. Now, one of the things that you'll notice, those of you who have been with me throughout this discussion have probably picked up on it already. Those of you just joining today, I'm almost certain will pick up on it. And for that reason, I'm tempted to not say what it is I want you to pick up on yet. I kind of want to make sure that I give you time and opportunity to come into it on your own, to pick up on it without me saying it. And then when I say it, I'm just confirming what you already know, you've already picked up on. Let's do it that way. I won't say it yet. What others have probably picked up on, what I believe those of you joining this conversation for the first time today will also pick up on. We're taking a look at ways to generate happiness, ways that we can bring smiles to our faces. One of the things that we talked about is the fact that you can spend money on other people. Speaking of spending money on other people, I've got to ask you this. How many of you have gone out and maybe after weeks, maybe after months, 2 months, 6 months, 9 months, 12 months, you saved and saved and saved. You put aside your money and maybe you sacrificed and you decided, hey, you know, I know that I really want to buy item A. It's going to cost a bit. I also want to buy item B. That's going to cost a bit. I also want to do such and such. And do such and such may mean I'd like to go out and eat at least 3 times in the next so many weeks. Or it may mean, you know, I sure would like to go to that professional ball game that's coming up by such and such a date. And you know that in order for you to really work this out, you're going to have to make some sacrifices. In other words, you know you're not going to be able to do it all. So you decide, okay, I'll tell you what. Out of my wish list, I'm going to take this off the list. I'm going to strike this off the list. I'm going to strike this off the list. And you leave yourself with maybe 2 of the items that you most want to go ahead and pay for so that you can get that to be a part of the mix of life for you. Or maybe you get it down, maybe not from 2, but down to 1. And you say, okay, I really want this, and I know it's going to cost a bit. I'm going to go ahead and just sacrifice all those other things on my wish list so that I can get this item that's on my wish list. And you sacrifice. Maybe you decide, well, you know what? Things are looking up a little bit better than I thought they would. So I'm going to go ahead and get both of these items. All those other 3, those other 4 stay off the wish list. But these 2, okay, I had this one that I kept on the list. I'm going to put this item back on the list. And you work it out. You're able to get that item that you put back on the list. And then you have that one item left. You go to the store or you go wherever you're going. You pay for what it is that was on your wish list. And let's say it was a technological device or it was whatever it was. And then you found out, I mean, you were happy too. I mean, sure enough, happy. Whether it's because you were getting ready to go get it or you'd already gotten it. You'd already paid for it or you had the cash in your wallet. You were heading to the store. I mean, you could just see it. And you knew, okay, on such and such a day, which would be, let's just say, 2 days from now, I'm going to such and such a store and I'm going to buy that item that I've been wanting. Finally. Some kind of way a conversation comes up and you find out that someone else is wanting that same item or the same type of item that you've been thinking about getting for yourself. They didn't know you had an interest in it. They had no idea you were going to buy it. They didn't even know that something like that had held any interest for you whatsoever. They were just in conversation with you. And they were talking about how, oh man, if I could get such and such, I would sure get it. Have you ever found yourself deciding to make another sacrifice? And this time, maybe an even bigger sacrifice because you had set up the money for yourself. You had set it aside. You're ready to go get that product that you've been wanting for so long. Whether so long is 3 weeks, 5 months, whatever length of time. Oh, but so-and-so wants something like that or the very same thing. You think about it for several minutes. Maybe you think about it for a couple of days and you decide, I'm going to do it. Rather than buy that product for myself, I'm going to buy it for so-and-so. Whether so-and-so is a family member, a close friend, someone you learned about, maybe you haven't even known for a long time, but you learned about this person and decided, you know what? I'd rather they have it than I have it. They could probably benefit from it more than I can. I'm going to go ahead and buy this for so-and-so. And you took that money that you had been setting aside. You took all of that time that you had sacrificed and you said, you know what? It's just not that important that I get it now. Right now, it's more important to me that so-and-so have this. And you go to that store, you pick that product up, and you get that product to so-and-so as quickly as you can. It may take a few more days before you can get to so-and-so, but you get that product to them, and you are so happy. I want to ask you, which makes you happier? When it comes to specifically something that you have really, really wanted, when you get that for yourself, because let's face it now, we get things that really do bring pleasure into our lives, whether we're talking about new clothes, new shoes, new TVs, new cars, new food. We buy things that bring pleasure into our lives. And there's nothing wrong with that. The Creator wrote through the Apostle Paul. And through the Apostle Paul, let the young Pastor Timothy know, hey, look, God gives us all things richly to enjoy. So it's okay that we buy things that bring happiness into our own lives. Not only is it okay, it's good to do that. But have you ever finally bought something that you really wanted for yourself? And you decided, you know what, instead of buying this for myself, or maybe it was practically brand new, you hadn't had it long at all. And instead of keeping it for yourself, you packaged it back up in its original box, which was still looking new. You hadn't had it long at all. It didn't even have time to have the corners, the edges of the corners start wearing out. Everything was looking good. And you gave it to this other person. Which brings more happiness into your life? When you're buying for yourself, when you're buying for others, even if you had to sacrifice to get that to others. Now, my guess is, as with so many other facets of and aspects of life, there needs to be balance. And this is what I mean by that. If we're constantly giving to other people and almost never giving to ourselves, that's not a good balance. That's too extreme. You know, a person works hard and they go ahead and they buy something for this person, they buy something for that person. Even the parents who work, even buying the home, the house that is for everyone in the family, even buying the groceries, which are for the nourishment of everyone in the family. Once in a while, the parents may buy some new clothes for the children. They already have clothes that they have not outgrown. But just because there's something about getting new clothes, parents go out, buy the new clothes for the children, buy the new basketball, buy the new skates, buy the new bicycle, buy the new volleyball, buy the new football, buy the new tennis set. I'm not saying they're buying every day, every week, every month. But over the course of the year, they just buy new stuff for their children. And year after year, this happens. And the parents rarely buy anything for themselves. That may not be too cool. It is a good idea for the parents to reward themselves for their hard work. They work. It's great for them to go out sometimes and buy themselves some new clothes, despite the fact that they've stopped growing and have not outgrown clothes that they have hanging in their closets, haven't outgrown the shoes and need to replace those shoes, what are they saying, every 6 months? whether they be tennis shoes, dress shoes, casual shoes, need to be replaced. Parents wearing the same shoes they've been wearing for the past 4 years. It is a good idea for the parents to reward themselves. To never, never, never spend on self just for fun, just for pleasure, may be a little extreme. So my guess is the parents would probably enjoy spending even more if they balance it. They're sometimes buying for the children and sometimes buying for themselves, as opposed to always, always, always sacrificing so that they can buy for the children. And check this out. There are children who enjoy buying not only for themselves, whether we're talking about the tennis shoes, the dress, whatever it might be, but they also enjoy buying for the parents once in a while. Something about spending money on other people. And that's what the study says. There's something about spending on other people that can increase our sense of happiness. What else did we talk about? And then we'll get to the news. Yeah, what else did we talk about? Other ways that we can generate happiness on purpose. I talked with you in just a few about what we can do.